Point to Love from Paninari. It's Locals Only on KJQ. Laura with you this evening. Paninari in the studio. That one, another one, a new one, Point to Love, yes, on your cassette as well.
Correct.
Which will be available soon, plus Sunny Days ahead of it.
Uh-huh.
What do you guys listen to yourselves when you're just relaxing, not writing?
Well, I like Hojo myself.
Me too.
He's a favorite.
You going to go to the show?
Oh,
yeah.
Yes, of course.
Have you gone to every... He's been here, what, 100 times now?
Oh, yeah. All of them. Yeah.
Anything else? Anybody?
I've been influenced a lot by Ultravox. They were kind of my first synthesizer band as far as new music went.
What do you think of Midge's solo work?
It's different, a lot different from what they did. Billy Curry was their keyboardist, and I've got a couple of his albums since. But I do like his stuff. It's really good, and I love his vocals. His lyrics are really interesting.
How about you, Glenn?
Basically, I like... Chris has really gotten me. His style is a lot different from mine, and it's kind of good because it adds variants to our songs.
Good contrast.
Yeah, good
helps
contrast.
Build a
definition. Ultravox is also up there with me. I also like Blamage.
Mm.
Who else? A lot of guitar bands. My favorite band ever is Big Country, even though style-wise and music-wise it's totally unrelated. So it's still my favorite, though. They're quite powerful.
Yeah. What about you, Charlotte?
I like Howard Jones. I like Blamage, too. I love The Cult. So
right.
I like a variety of different bands.
So what do you guys intend on taking all this?
Well, basically, we're going to try to get this tape out first. We're going to see how that comes about. See.
Now, Tommy Records, TJ Records, is a local album.
It's a local album, local label.
Yeah.
Yep. So, in any case, we're going to try that out, see how that works. We also had a couple, one of the songs, Set It Free, was played at a variety of dance
places.
Yeah,
it's been played at a number of them.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, in Washington, D.C. also.
We had a tape sent down there, and dance places been playing it.
So, basically, dance places, Point to Love, will be released soon, hopefully. And after that, we'd like to do some live performances and get into some more live music rather than programmed.
Yeah. Do any of you guys go to school or anything? Any other life interests that occupy your time?
Most of us go to the U.
I go to Skyline.
Yeah. What are you studying? Well, general ed, I guess, Charlotte.
Yeah.
Are you studying anything in particular at the U?
Electrical engineering with me.
Yeah. Well, I'm still an undecided going into my sophomore year.
good.
Yeah.
Good. Okay, we got one more song here. Any last words?
Nope.
None here.
Okay. Now, this will be out in local record stores in about a month?
About a month, in mid-July.
And it's
hopefully
just called Paninari on TJ Records.
Correct.
It's Paninari. This last song is Humor Me. A feel-good kind of tune.
Yeah, it's kind of, it's different. A lot of style from Ultravox is picked up there, I think.
A lot of mono keyboard work in there. We tried to get a more live drum fill, and we did an interesting solo in it.
An interesting solo?
It's toward the end. Listen for it.
Okay. All right, we will. It's Paninari, Humor Me, and Locals Only on KJQ.